Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. For more information about Beyond the Book and Copyright Clearance Center, please go to www.beyondthebook.com.
Welcome to Beyond the Book. Today we're in Tucson, Arizona, attending the 2009 PubWest Conference. And joining me is the keynote speaker for today's session on Friday, November 13th, an auspicious date. Dominique Rocca is CEO and publisher of Sourcebooks, and we're very happy to have you on Beyond the Book, Dominique.
Chris, I'm really pleased to join you.
Well, it's a pleasure to chat with you because I've seen you speak at a number of industry gatherings. You're the co-chair of the Book Industry Study Group, and you've been getting around the country talking about your views of publishing and the future we're all facing, and particularly your interest in making authors your partners. And I wonder if we could chat a bit more about that. What does that mean to you as a publisher to make an author a partner?
Well, I think you're going to be spending a great deal, as I mentioned in the keynote. I think that publishers are going to be investing more heavily in authors. You're going to be choosing fewer authors to publish, and you're going to be having deeper kinds of relationships, because not only are you going to be providing books for those authors or ebooks for those authors, but you're going to be serving their content in lots of other ways through other kinds of media. And so you're going to have a much broader relationship, a much deeper relationship, both a broader and a deeper relationship, I would say. And that's going to change the financial picture between authors and book publishers. And I think it's also going to change the risk that we each have in the venture.
Well, let's talk about that. But first, does it mean if you're publishing fewer authors and working in this different way that it's going to be more difficult for first-time authors to find a publisher? And when we're speaking about you, I mean, you know, the industry as much as Sourcebook itself.
Right. No, I assume that's what you meant. That would be my assumption, that it's going to be more difficult for new authors to find a vibrant, marketing-oriented, sales-oriented publishing organization. It's going to be much easier to self-publish. Self-publishing is going to, I mean, we're going to get content like you wouldn't believe. But in terms of having people who are really dedicated to creating a platform and creating a future for a particular author, yes, I think it's going to be harder to get published.
On the self-publishing note, do you think that it might be a good way for a new author to start out by self-publishing? Does it kind of give them an opportunity to explore what it is they want to write about and to create a platform that might be a kind of minor league way of establishing reputation and then being able to step up to the big show?
No question. You're seeing that quite a bit already. You know, you've seen we've bought many titles that were originally self-published and taken them into sort of broader platforms. In fact, that's one of the ways that we know that this is going to work. And usually when we add our marketing muscle, you're talking about like a tenfold increase in, you know, the sales results that the author, tenfold plus increases in sales results that the author gets. So I think that self-publishing is a good way to start. And I think that really working on the book is a good way to start it, because self-publishing can also be the end of your career if the book isn't good enough. I think people rush to print thinking that somehow print is a magical solution. And as I've pointed out for many years, you know, publishers are not printers. That's not the job we do. We actually are marketing and sales engines and editorial engines. So to make sure that an author spends adequate time creating a book that is worthy of being read and bought.
that speaks back to the partnership piece. I mean, the author's job remains to provide the content, and then the publisher's job becomes selling it and marketing it to the most efficient and effective way possible. You mentioned there a change in the financial relationships, and there's been a lot of talk recently about changing contracts and the way that royalties will be paid in the future, not only for ebooks but for other formats, and probably it's going to be under review even in the print side. Talk about that just a bit. What are some expectations that authors ought to have moving forward about their financial relationship with publishers?
Well, I think there's no question that we are going to all be moving to, and this is controversial, obviously, but we're going to all be moving to net as a model for royalties.
I'm going to have to ask you to define that for people in the audience who might not know all the inside baseball.
Sure. And in fact, I had planned to. Up to now, royalties were paid typically on the list price of a book. That is what publishers determined as the suggested retail price. And you can turn a book over and see what the suggested retail price is. And that actually has been shifting for a very long time because independent publishers like ourselves, like Sourcebooks, have for a long time been paying on the net receipts, which are what the publisher actually receives for the book, because obviously discounts vary, and I think that you're going to see much more movement in that direction. The list price is now, I think, an official fiction. You know, we can all say to one another, yes, it exists, but I mean, in digital, it is a complete fiction, and we're going to get movement to the for royalties to be paid on the net price. Now, what's interesting is at the same time, I think it behooves publishers to make sure that in their relationships with retailers, they get paid on that suggested list price to simply help to manage the discount issues that we are all seeing.
Well, it's a pretty complicated matter, but I wonder whether with this changing financial picture and this notion that you present that experimenting is the way to move forward, that authors are going to need to be a bit more flexible.
There's no question, Chris, and that's probably the heart of the argument, that the relationship's going to be deeper. We're going to create things. You know, publishers are going to take more risks. Authors are going to take that risk with them. But authors and agents are going to need to be a whole lot more flexible in thinking about models, because we're not going to know what the right revenue model is for any author going forward. You know, it may be that, for example, in some areas, there's a model that is app-based, you know, for that particular project. That is, you know, an iPhone app or a Google Android app or, you know, one of those. On the other hand, it may be that you're really looking at software for another set of projects. And you really have an enormous range of experimentation that you've got to consider for each project, for each author. And and that's why you're going to be essentially, as a publisher, expending tremendously more resources against a particular author than you ever have before. And that's why we at Sourcebooks right now are, for example, being very clear. We publish authors, not books. We're not interested in a one-book deal with a specific author. That just doesn't interest us. We're interested in, you know, what's four books look like? You know, if right now you're putting out this particular book about this particular period, what is this, you know, what's next? What's your vision for your future? And we'll create that with you. You know, but we've got to have a clear game plan of success before we go forward.
Well, I wonder whether you can tell us about how authors and their agents are responding to that, because in the past, you know, they would have signed a contract to publish a book. Now, what kind of a contract are they signing on to when they begin to work with Sourcebooks? Because you're publishing, say, an iPhone app related to the book, you're publishing the book, you're publishing the ebook, you're publishing software. What's the contract look like, and how hard is it for agents particularly to accept the fact that rather than slicing it into five, six different contracts, there's a single contract for a single author?
Well, great question. Again, I think we're having great success with this because for both agents and authors, what they're interested in is getting their author out there. And the amount of marketing muscle you're expending, as well as, by the way, financial muscle to get these things done, because, as you know, they're not free. None of these revenue streams are free. And, by the way, there's not much revenue there, as you know as well, right? So I think that we're having enormous success with that approach because it shows a commitment to the author that's very real. And the authors are getting really excited about this level of partnership. And the conversations have never been more exciting. The conversations are about, okay, this year we're going to go and create this book this way, and then next year we're going to create this other book plus these two software products, and then we're going to add, you know, you're doing sort of strategic planning at the author level, and you're doing it in conjunction with the agent, in conjunction with the author. The authors feel very loved, let me just tell you.
Every author wants to feel loved.
Yes, the authors feel very loved. Now, what's interesting is that the authors you're not doing that with, I mean, the authors that really want you to publish just this one book and want to hold all of these rights back and, you know, not play in this sort of bigger field, they're probably not the authors for us. So we're kind of moving away from that.
Well, to wrap up, let's just chat briefly about source books. You told the audience at PubWest keynote today that you started from zero, I guess, 22 years ago. You now publish 300 titles a year. You said 2009 is your best year so far ever. You make source books the largest women-owned book publisher or media publisher, whatever we want to call it, in the country. What's it like these days in the offices at Sourcebook?
There's a real vibrancy in our space. I mean, if you walk through, you can feel it. It's palpable. In fact, the fastest way to hire somebody for source books is to just sit them down, you know, in our offices anywhere. And by the time they're done meeting people and talking to people, they want to work for us. We are just this really vibrant entrepreneurial organization. We've always been an entrepreneurial organization, but now the space is entrepreneurial. So, you know, so all of a sudden, it's not just, you know, we're kind of doing these things. It's we're doing these things, and the space is like changing every hour. And, you know, and our people are really excited and exciting. And we've never had better talent. I mean, we've just got incredible people. So, you know, all I can tell you is, you know, we're having an amazing year. It's a year that is completely unexpected because, obviously, walking into this year, my expectations were very different. For us to be the number three publisher in terms of growth in the country in 2009 and to be up 29% is remarkable. It's not anything that you could have predicted. But I think it does come from this entrepreneurial orientation. In other words, you're really looking at the whole business and you're rethinking the whole business right now and making changes in your business and talking to your customers about those changes and working with your customers to create a whole new level of opportunity. It's just been an amazing year.
Well, your excitement is certainly contagious, and I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me. This is Chris Keneally with Beyond the Books. We've been talking with Dominique Rocca, publisher and CEO of Sourcebooks. Thank you very much for joining Beyond the Book today.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for giving me a chance to talk about this. Really appreciate it, Chris.
Well, again, it's been a pleasure, and thank you all for listening. Please join us again at beyondthebook.com very soon.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.